following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Welcome to Being Here. I'm Shia.
I'm Ariel.
And I guess...
Today's show is...
It's between you and... Keeping your word.
That's a really excellent topic. A lot of people struggle with that. We're here as part of Transformation Made Easy. It can be easy to keep your word, but it's between you and you.
You know, so much of our lives are determined by the initial programming of our lives. And even though we grow older, those programs stay the same. So let's talk about listening, because if you really listen up here, you may discover the clues to unwire those unwanted mechanisms that keep you saying no when you'd really like to say yes.
And also, when you really listen, rather than think about what's being said, agree or disagree, you're not going to be reinforcing what you already know. You won't be reinforcing your story about yourself. You'll actually be creating something new.
Yeah, that's right.
Listening is a proactive activity.
Listening, true listening, pulls you into the current moment of your life. And if you're agreeing or disagreeing, or seeing if you already know this, then you're not truly listening. You're only listening to yourself comment about what's being said rather than hear what's being said. And if you hear what's being said, your life will transform out of listening to this show today.
Transformation happens. It's a byproduct of being here. And when you break your word, there are consequences. So we're going to be talking about that today.
So there are three ideas or principles to instantaneous transformation. The first one is, if you resist anything, that will persist, it will grow stronger, and it will dominate your life. So anything you disagree with dominates your life. That's the first principle.
Second principle is, you can only be exactly as you are right now.
So in this moment of now, you can only be exactly as you are. Therefore, in any moment of now, you cannot change it. It is exactly as it is, and that's the way that moment of your life is showing up. If you resist it, you persist it. It sticks around. If you see it, this is a third principle now, anything you see and allow it to be exactly as it is, without judging it, completes itself.
Now, let's talk about you and you. Did you have more on that?
I might have, but...
But it came and went because he was listening to me. You listen, you drop what you're going to say.
That's right. You listen and it's gone.
See, with awareness, this non-judgmental seeing...
Yeah, I was going to talk about our approach.
Please.
It's anthropological, not psychological. It's not problem-solution-oriented. It's not about changing or fixing you. It's about you starting to bring an objective viewing of how you interact with life without judging what you discover, and that's enough to have your life transformed.
It's about getting interested in what is rather than what you would prefer.
It's for the 21st century. It's enlightenment for the 21st century. Up until now, there was meditation and things of that nature, and they worked or didn't work. It was sort of hit or miss. This instantaneous transformation that Ariel and I have come up with really, really does transform people's lives, really enlightens people. It really gets rid of stress and struggle. But you have to be willing to discover something entirely new, not something you already think you know.
It's more like an eyes open meditation where you engage with your environment rather than close your eyes and detach.
Watch your thoughts, yeah. Right.
Now, I know we have some callers today, but before we go to the caller we have on the line, I just want to talk about a real support for you keeping your word, giving and keeping your word to yourself. It starts first with awareness and honesty, where you're being honest with yourself. That's the very first place. And that is to not give your word to do what you hope to do. It's easy to give your word to do what you're going to be doing anyway, because then you're actually doing it. If you give your word in hopes of motivating yourself to do something you don't actually want to do or don't intend to do,
you probably won't do it.
That's like people who hope
to lose weight.
It's a never-ending process, and it's disappointment fraught. So, we have a caller on the line. Shall we take him?
Yes. Joe, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. And loving what you're saying, too.
Where are you calling from today?
I'm in Garden City, Long Island today.
Well, excellent. Welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
Well, it's so cool. You know, you practically answered my question with what you said about when you commit to something, that it's something that's really true for you. Because in my case, I want to say yes to everything. And I even want to volunteer even when I'm not asked. And then later on I find out, wow, I still haven't done it, or I really don't want to do that. And it's really cool to...
here's the problem, Joe. I got something for you.
Go ahead.
Problem is that you don't like to be told what to do. Even by you. So if you don't want to be told what to do, you may take something on with all good intentions to complete what you said you were going to do. But then once you've taken it on, this mechanism, the don't tell me what to do mechanism, shows up in your life. Do you see that?
Right.
And so then you don't want to do it anymore, even though you said you wanted to do it in the first place. See, I believe, Joe, that you truly wanted to do it when you said you wanted to do it. But then the mechanism shows up of don't tell me what to do.
That's so cool.
And you might call it procrastination. But I say that once you say you're going to do something, there's something in you that resists being told what to do.
Jaya, I have to second what Jaya says, because the things that you actually say you want to do in the moment of saying them, chances are you do. And then your considerations step in.
Right.
Now,
I have a perfect example.
Hmm.
When you were with us in Costa Rica a few years ago, you wanted to teach yoga.
Right.
Until we gave you yoga to teach. And then you didn't want to teach it anymore.
Right.
Remember?
Yeah, I do.
And I believe you really wanted to teach yoga.
That's
true. Until it was an obligation. Until you had to. You said yes to it.
But see, let's look at surrender versus succumb. If you, Joe, in a moment of time, wholeheartedly say, I want to do something, and then people take you at your word and give you that thing to do, then often you can victimize yourself with what you said you would do, as if the earlier version of you was wrong, flawed, inaccurate.
Right. Exactly. Yes. It's so funny because as you're saying it, it's like the picture is filling in and I see how I turned it around from what I wanted to do to all the reasons why I didn't.
Right, as though you were obligated to. Rather, you see, this is a very, very old mechanism, Joe. It started when you were maybe 2 years old. And it's one of those things that we all have deeply rooted within us, that we learn to find our own independence in reaction to and against what our parents want. So we discover at an early age what they're looking to produce, and then we do the opposite thing. So we, whatever they want of us, we say no to. But that whole idea or schematic for independence, we apply to ourselves independently, and anything we say we want to do, there's some part of us that disagrees with and doesn't want to.
Yes.
That's what you're dealing with. So look, the game is to discover that you have the right, the final word in your own life.
The first and the final.
That's right, the first and the final. And you can
right.
either give over your word to a mechanism, or you can be the responsible party in your own life. It's not a bad word, responsibility, you know?
Now, all that being said, I do believe that from time to time, you don't actually see that you want to do something, really, because you have this desire to be liked, as most of us do. So you'll say yes in an automatic way, when yes actually is your truth, but you haven't really fully connected into it. So you actually aren't connected to that you want to do this thing because you have this desire that precedes you to be liked, and you have a concern that if you tell the truth, whatever your truth is, that you might be disapproved of.
Yeah. Yeah, I do want to be liked, and that's very true.
Well,
right, I can see where I would just jump up and say yes before I really feel it.
Well, see, you think you have to feel it in order for it to be real.
I guess so.
You know, I'll tell you something. Recently, Shai and I went to an event in the evening because we gave our word to go. Come the day to go, we didn't particularly feel like it because our energy level was tired, but we gave our word, so there's no way we were going to back out because it would hurt that person's feelings. So whether you feel like something or not really isn't the...
relevant. That isn't the determining factor as to whether or not you keep your word. See, if you really want to get good at running your own universe, the game is, once you give your word, you keep your word.
And I have to tell you, we went like we totally felt like
right,
it. It was
exactly.
our first and only
exactly.
choice.
It is our first and only choice. It is not our, I don't feel like it because I'm tired.
And now I'm going and dragging my feet because I'm a victim because I said I would, so I'll go.
Right.
Right.
You know, Monday nights, Joe, sometimes I don't feel like it.
What has that got to do with anything?
We're going to break now.
Hey, thanks for being with us today, Joe.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Yes, thanks a lot, Joe. That was great.
Hey, y'all, come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. Just to let you know what's up next on our plate, Monday Night Alive, we will be back next on the 30th, and the international teleconference for all of our listeners who are in Europe is on Tuesday night, the 31st. And if you don't know if there's a hub near you, just go up on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, and you can get all the information. So we're talking about it's between you and you.
Yes, keeping your word. It's between you and you.
I really liked what we were talking with Joe about.
Yeah, have you ever noticed how sometimes you give your word to something and then you say, why did I do that? Well, a lot of times we give our word, like, as Ariel said before, because we want to be liked. We say yes to things. Here, don't say yes to anything you don't want to do. That's a good starting place. If you're going to make a rule, just say yes to the things you want to do. And then do it.
No, however, we are not now turning you all into or suggesting you turn into automatons. Every once in a while,
sometimes
we discover that we've said we'd do something and we get new information that has it be really inappropriate for us to lead that course or attend that thing or do the thing that we said we'd do.
We've missed in the last 20 years, two Monday Night Alives.
That's it?
That's it. One, my mother died.
And the other, the volcano went off in
Iceland this past summer, or whenever it was. And
it disrupted our ability to get back.
And we couldn't get back. But when we give our word, we do our level best to keep it, because, you see, when you give your word and keep your word, pretty soon your word becomes law in your universe, and then you don't have to create those things to punish yourself for breaking your word with yourself. Anyway, I think we have another caller on the line.
Shall we take her?
Yes.
Andrea, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Oh, you sound like you're breaking up a bit.
Andre, you sound like you're in an echo chamber.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Better.
Where are you calling from?
It's okay. I'm calling from Switzerland.
Switzerland. Great.
Yes. Do you have a question for us today?
Yes. I was a guest today.
Say that again. You broke up.
I was sitting on my desk.
Uh-huh.
And I saw that there's a mess on it. And I would like to keep my things in order, and it's always like that. Things are in order, then it gets really messy, and then it gets in order again. But it's never like a fatal order. I don't know how to explain that.
Well, let's start with your judgment about it being messy.
Okay.
Because if you judge yourself for it getting messy, then you're not going to want to see it moving in that direction until it turns into a total mess.
Okay.
That's the first thing. And then the second thing is, and if you have our book Being Here, there is a chapter in there called A Cluttered Desk is a Sign of Genius. The German version of the book.
Yes, I remember.
Sign. You should read that again. Be willing to bet you that you're going a bit too fast. You're trying to get somewhere.
Oh, yes.
So you're not... And Andrea, you're not fully doing what's there to be done in each moment. You're not picking up a piece of paper, seeing what's necessary to complete what's on it, file it, or whatever. You set it down to rush on to the next thing, and pretty soon you have a pile of paper on your desk.
Well, that's very true, yes.
The other thing is, then your mind also is stratified into important things and less important things. Now, I mean, obviously, if, for instance, we were talking about Monday Night Alive, and Shai and I live a distance from where the group is happening, and depending on the time of day going in, it can take us, you know, an hour and 10 minutes to 2 hours. It depends on traffic. So it's really important that we leave in time to get there on time. So I don't want to say that whatever's on my desk has equal importance to going out the door in time to make that commitment. But at the same time, there is a not treating the pieces that are on my desk as if they're less important than
the rest of
the rest of my desk. Can I please start that again? It broke up. Sorry.
We don't treat the little things as though they're less important than the bigger things.
Oh, that's cool.
So if I
do that.
Yes. So you'll leave papers on your desk because you've got this engagement or this singing engagement where you are in 3 hours. So you don't want to spend your time just cleaning your desk. You're thinking about the bigger, better engagement coming down the road.
Yes. That's true. That's true. Yes.
And so the game is to keep pulling yourself back into the current moment of your life, and then it'll be much easier for you to keep your word with yourself.
Oh, good. Okay.
But the other thing is, I believe your incompletions provide a distraction, so you don't have to be fully in whatever it is that you're doing. It's a buffer you have between you and the intensity of the moment. Because I noticed what...
You're going to have to say that again, my dear. The thousands of miles that your words just traveled blurred them.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay.
Well...
but I guess I missed what you said, Ariel.
Ah.
Because it broke.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't think it broke here on...
I don't think it's an accident that it broke.
Okay.
There's a distractibility that you have, and I believe the incompletions around you are a convenient way for you not to have to be fully involved in what you are currently doing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Then
I keep thinking about them when I'm doing something else.
Well, that's what leads to your desk being messy, because you're not there while you're at your desk.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome.
Very welcome.
Thanks for being with us today,
yes.
Andrea.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
You know, entropy is a...
Entropy is an interesting thing. Entropy is if you took a pile of sand and left it out in the weather, it would go to disharmony, or it would go from specific to general.
From organized to disorganized.
Right. So it would eventually flatten out. Everything goes to disorganization. You know, you can clean a room and then, you know, you live in it for a couple of minutes and you'll get it back to disharmony.
But the deal is to not judge yourself for that, to see it and be there where you know, if you're paying attention, you're there when you're putting something down. You're there when you're opening a drawer and you close it when you're done. And if you're not. If you look around and you find that you're leaving drawers open or things laying around, this doesn't make you a bad you. We go back to the three principles. You can only be exactly as you are. It's more an informational.
But if you make yourself wrong when you discover that you've been doing something that hasn't worked, that resistance to it will keep that behavior pattern in place. The game with instantaneous transformation is to get interested in how your life is showing up, because it can only show up the way it does, and don't judge what you discover.
Here's an interesting flow to shine my life. A few weeks ago, we did the Creativity and Intuition weekend in New York City. And it was only a week after we had been doing courses in London and in Cambridge, England. And by the end of the course, we were pretty tired. And in general, when we get home from doing a course or from the city, we have a tendency to unpack right away, put things away. And the day following, we noticed that our living space was somewhat disheveled, which is not the way we normally like to have it. And it was important to not judge ourselves for being tired and to give ourselves a break and to allow ourselves to get sleep. And it was interesting that after we got some sleep, we were able to accomplish everything that we had been struggling with, you know,
in a very,
very short period of time.
It didn't take time at all because we were well rested.
So, you know,
it's about appropriateness.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you're in the current moment of your life, you're appropriate to your life situations. And your life isn't based on decisions not to be told what to do. You look and see what needs to be done, and you do it.
But when you break your word regularly, it's harder to trust yourself. It's harder to know that, hey, I just need some sleep now. It's part of a pattern of not wanting to be told what to do and not doing things and dragging your feet. So it's so much easier to see clearly what's appropriate when you get in the habit of giving and keeping your word. And it really is a habit that's easy to keep once you get started, and it goes back to not giving your word for what you hope to do, but only give your word for what you're going to do. So I think that's a great place to end for this segment.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
And one other little thing before
mm-hmm.
we go.
Yeah.
You know, there is this idea that keeping your word, you somehow takes away from your independence because you're obligated. What giving and keeping your word does is make you an independent being, because then you are count honorable by you to you. And that is
makes you all powerful.
All powerful, gives you a huge, huge gift.
And we're going to leave you at that until we come back from the break. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to Being Here. We're a little out of sync.
Hey.
I was just your echo.
That's right. Just want to remind everybody we're in the middle of our month offering for the Premium Excellence Club. If you want to join our subscription series, you will get the one-year subscription, but the 13th month is at no charge. And when you sign in, you'll have had last month's video mini sessions as well. So in effect, you're getting 14 months for the price of a year. So,
and each week you'll receive a mini session, video mini session with us every Sunday night. Is it that they get them?
Sunday morning.
Yeah, it shows up in your in-basket, and then you can watch us interact with people and get our point of view about many different things.
And it's quite wonderful.
Right.
So we're talking about
The main thing you'll get a point of view about is living in the moment consistently rather than as a haphazard sometimes thing that you happen to be lucky enough to fall into. But there, you can strengthen the muscle of living your life directly, and that's what that Premium Excellence Club makes available, because you don't get too lost that way.
Talking about giving and keeping your word.
Okay.
When you break your word with yourself, you have a perpetration with you. Now, perpetration, you know, like perpetrator.
Perpetration is anything you do or don't do that you consider damaging to the aliveness of another or to yourself. And the do is you can commit an act, or you can have a perpetration by omission, where you have something to say and you don't say something, and that can be a perpetration.
Yeah, I really liked what we touched on with Joe earlier in this show. Lots of people think it matters whether or not you feel like it. And so I think that's part of why people so much yo-yo around weight. They decide they're going to lose weight, and then they don't feel like eating in a way or moving in a way that supports what they know they want. You don't feel like it, therefore you don't follow through with it, and before you know it, you can't trust yourself and you're disempowered. So again, don't give your word for what you hope you're going to do. Give your word for what you're going to do. And, by the way, being in contact and supported and part of a community is really one of the best ways to give and keep your word, because you know you matter and you know you make a difference, and you know that even in the privacy of your own home or office or your car or in the, you know, in
private,
that if you give up on yourself, you're actually giving up on everybody around you. Oh, the pressure. Okay, let's take our next caller, shall we?
Okay. Karen, are you there?
Hey there, yeah, here I am.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm fine. Well, it's so inspiring. Listen to your radio shows. I love them. Really, I really do.
Well, thank you.
And, yes?
Basically, my question was already answered.
What was your question?
It's amazing, because I'm struggling with eating in a healthy way. I could just see that I always gave my word to something I was hoped to do.
Right.
And not something I was going to do. That was so inspiring.
Yeah, but I also think that what Shia was talking about, I can't remember who with, I think with Joe, you give your word for something that you're planning on doing, but then the don't tell me what to do kicks in. It's not only what you hope to do. I think that you really
need to look more at how your the structure of your mental schematic for life, where you once you've accepted something, you think it should be different than it is. Once you've taken a job on, you think you should be doing something else.
Uh-huh. I've noticed it in how you have even approached workshops with us. Like, you will give your word. You'll say, this is what I want to do. I want to do 2 weeks in Costa Rica, or I want to come to this course or that course. And then what comes up is something different that appears to be a better
option
or opportunity, and you don't give and keep your word there either. It's not, you don't look at the schedule and say, you know what, I'm already booked during that time frame. It's all provisional.
Mm-hmm.
And when your life stops being provisional is when your life will be truly your life. Right now, circumstances change and you change.
Whether it's with, I bet it's with other things as well, not just your job and not just eating. If you start looking, you'll see that if something better seems to come along or something more preferable, you fold on what you've given your word to do.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah.
And
it's not bad, and it's not wrong, but uh-huh. It does have consequences, like consecutive sequence of events. A consequence is a consecutive sequence of events. There are consequences, whether good or bad is not the question. There are always consequences to our actions. Mm-hmm. And when we break our word with ourselves, our consequences are much greater.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Basically, you train people not to trust you or to count on you, because you'll say one thing and something will come up and, you know, people won't want to get in your way. We don't want to get in the way of your career, for instance, but you don't look at a bigger thing like, hey, you know, I could be two places at once. I can hire somebody. I can pay them less than what I would get for that interpreting job. What I'm getting, I can contract it out. Where you start being in control of your life, you start having the luxury to have it all, to get paid while you're not working, for instance.
Mm. I see, yeah.
Options outside what you thought were possible.
Mm. Wow, that's amazing. I can totally see that.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see, because it's been a rash of recently of you saying you're going to do one thing and then doing diametrically the opposite. You know, I just see it in lots of different places. And I bet if you take a look, it really does have to do with not wanting to be confined by what you said you would do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, our universe has a very strange way of supporting us in what we want and don't want.
Uh-huh. What do you mean?
Well, if you are ambiguous or not clear about what you want, your universe will fill in with all kinds of stuff that will preoccupy you so you can't do what you said you were going to do.
Mm-hmm. I actually think that Andrea, who's probably still listening to the show, that answers even more of just another take on what she was talking about.
How do you mean?
Because if you're ambiguous, like if you're not sure what you want, you'll fill it in. You can fill in your day with clutter, for
instance. Right, so you don't have to make any decisions.
And so that you don't have to move forward in
your career or your life, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's far easier. I mean, I find that for me, we've written 3 books, and we have started another 2 books, actually. But the indecision about it allows lots of other things to fill the day in, rather than it's actually not currently a wholehearted commitment to do it and complete it. And that's the truth. And if I tell myself the truth about that, then I don't feel bad. If I do think that I'm committed to making this book and getting it done, then I'm going to be beating on myself for what I'm not planning to do anyway. At least not at this moment.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, that so much applies, yeah.
So where else do you see yourself not keeping your word?
For example, when I have an appointment and another request comes in, I would try to move the first one.
That is so perfect that you said that. That is so perfect, because that's exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Where, you, to your mind, this new thing that shows up is a better opportunity, so you blow off the first one.
Yeah.
We will do that on very, very rare occasions, but mainly what we've set up is what we're going to do.
Right. What we say we're going to do is what we're going to do. We were at a Book Expo America, and there was an agent there who was going to meet with us, and this person had agreed to meet with us. And then she called up. She was there. We were there. And she called up, and she had another opportunity that was better than us from her point of view to meet with some publisher. And so she...
So rather than work with her as an editor, she's totally off our list as a possibility.
Because anybody who can so capriciously, you know, like at a whim, break their word because something else comes along that they think is better than keeping their word with us, well, we're not going to work with anybody like that. So whether this person realizes it or not, they forever lost us as a client. Even though we weren't working with them yet, but we were absolutely thinking of it.
You know what's interesting, too, is she built with us a somewhat relationship for a number of years, but it was just so disrespectful, it gave us a picture of how she worked. And if I was your client, if you were shuffling me around for somebody else, if that was just a rare occasion emergency thing, that's totally fine. I'm very flexible. But if it's a lifestyle,
right,
you're sending me a message that I'm not so important and I should really look elsewhere.
And here's the last part of that. If you're sending them a message that they're not that important, you're sending you a message that you are not that important.
That they wouldn't wait and talk to you an hour later or a day later or whatever. It's because you're afraid you'll lose them. You're in survival.
Mm-hmm.
There's no surrender to your life in that, my dear. Anyway.
We need to go to a break now.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Karen.
Awesome, thank you.
You're welcome. We'll be back shortly. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life.
These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes' fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes' books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here. We are talking about It's Between You and You, Keeping Your Word.
You know, I really enjoyed talking with Karen just now because I realized that one of the things that often happens for people is they start to give their word and then opportunities show up.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm. And that those opportunities tend to fill in intrude upon what you already say you're going to do. But that's
right.
No different than saying, look, I'm going to lose weight, and therefore I'm going to eat more healthy.
And then an opportunity to have chocolate, German chocolate cake.
Because it's somebody's birthday and you can't disappoint them. There's always going to be a reason. It's like you give your word, the universe almost tests you.
Every time.
And then when it's a non-issue,
the universe stops testing you and starts supporting you. When the universe gets that, when you give your word, that's it, then the universe starts supporting you in your word.
We have another caller on the line. You there, Lenore?
I'm here.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah, nice to hear your voice again.
Thanks. Well, I couldn't help myself. I had to call back.
Okay.
Recently, I have had auditions come up.
Okay.
For what?
For commercials and sort of re-engaging me in my acting career. And I feel like I'm very passionate about my interpreting. I'm very passionate about my design work. And then when the acting comes up for me, I feel like it's not okay for me to say no when it feels... Am I quitting on myself, not keeping my word, that I'm going for everything when I kind of don't feel like doing it, or
if it doesn't feel right, if you don't feel like doing it, then don't do it. But don't beat on yourself for it like you should. See, look, you got to start looking at what feels right to you, what you want in your life.
Yeah.
You know, Lenore, you're not necessarily treating like an appointment with yourself is as important as an appointment you might have with me.
Right.
So if you had an appointment to call me at 9 a.m. and we were going to work on a project from 9 until noon, you would, chances are, call me at 9 a.m. and we'd be on a project from 9 until noon. But if you have a project working on your design bags and something else falls in, you can say, oh, well, that doesn't really matter.
It's only me.
Yeah.
You say things sometimes just off the cuff, and then you don't hold it as important. Like, you took a shirt one night to try it on and said, I'll bring it back, tomorrow if it doesn't fit. And, you know, a couple of days later, it still wasn't back. It's like, and then you have reasons for why not, but there's not like this crispness about giving and keeping your word as if it matters.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And I like that idea of being crisp about keeping my word.
So here's the thing. Lenore. It's about being crisp everywhere in your life.
Yeah.
It isn't that some things you keep your word and other things you don't. It's about bringing that yes to your life, to each moment of your life. It's about being a yes to your life. So when you give your word, you're yes to something, and then that doesn't mean you can forget about it. That means that is what you said you'd do, and then you do it not as an obligation, but as a choice, not as a victim of having given your word, but as an active yes to what you said you'd do. And most people don't do that, Lenore.
Yeah.
But the magic shows up in your life when you do.
Cool.
I know people have listened to our show before, and they may recognize your voice. You've called in before, and in particular on shows about getting out of debt, because there came a time where you were in quite a bit of debt, and then you started to actually be really honest about it and tell the truth.
And keep your word with yourself about spending or not spending.
Yes.
But I feel like this mushiness you have recently about giving and keeping your word is the beginning of the same type of thing that got you into trouble in the first place.
Got you in debt.
Oh, wow.
So you'll take on a project, for instance, and you say you'll do it, and you do it, but you don't do it with a full sense of ownership where you're looking around
as though you were the author of the project in the first place and that you are going to make it be magnificent with precision where each stitch is perfect.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
Yeah,
no matter what the project is, that when you attach your being to its going to happen, that it's going to happen, but it's going to be an exquisite expression of yourself. And I'm talking about washing the dishes if it comes to that. Everything, the little things, that you have you be an expression of your own magnificence by keeping your word with yourself.
Well, let's go back to your acting career. So you're a sign language interpreter, and you design and sell your own handbags, and you have been acting. So now what's happening is occasionally you'll get a call for a commercial to go to an audition, and it seems like a disruption in your day.
Yes.
But let's go back to giving and keeping your word. If you've kept agents on the hook so that they need to spend their time to set up auditions for you, then you should go to them. If you're done with acting, you should let them go so that they can find other people who would truly like to be doing that job.
Yes.
But you're victimizing yourself with the potential for being able to go out and get a commercial that might actually fund you to make your handbags, for instance.
I absolutely did that, yeah.
And so we got to go back to the surrender versus succumb. People victimize themselves with what they say they would do,
rather than do it with alacrity.
Yeah.
Just because you said you're going to do it. Not whether you feel like it anymore. Because, see, when you say you're going to do something, you feel one way. Then life goes by.
Yeah.
Now you may not feel like it, but that doesn't matter. You're still giving your word.
You know, when I first moved to New York City, I was working as an actress. So I was not working yet, but I was studying to be an actress. And then I began working as an actress. And there came a point where I said to myself, if I find something that's more fulfilling than acting, I will move into that. And there came a point where I found something other than acting, and that was self-discovery and ultimately working with Shia to produce seminars. And it was really important that I called up my agent, who'd actually been doing some lovely things for me, and let him know that I was no longer going to be working in the acting profession because I had discovered that there was something else I was doing with my life. It was respectful. It was a huge surprise to him. He thought that I might be calling to say I was changing my name to my married name. It was absolutely not in his reality that that's what I would do. I'm sure he went on and found people to fill my spot because there were plenty of other talented people out there. And I was taking up a space on his roster.
Yeah. I see that. I am sitting here so thrilled because I get that. I see the excuses that I make for myself for not remembering to be true to my word, but it's really about just doing what I say and saying what I do, you know?
Well, you know, there's one other piece to this. You know, regarding your acting career, if you're done with it, then be done with it because it will free up energy that you have held in reserve towards acting. So you're not fully doing whatever it is that you're doing, whether it be your pocketbooks or your interpretation.
Or your assistant costume design for movies.
Any of that, you'll be saving back a piece of yourself for this other thing that isn't happening called acting.
Right.
And if you're done with it, allow it to go, and that will feed you energy to go into the things that you...
And if you're not done with it, then you should be sure to stop victimizing yourself when a call comes in. You win either way that way.
Pardon?
You
win either way that way.
I like that.
Now, while you're on, it occurs to me, Lenore, to invite you personally and other people with you to Transformation in the Workplace that we are doing in September. And it will really support you in giving and keeping your word and being really clear about what you want to be doing with work. It's the 25th and 26th of September in New York City, and Sean and I are personally inviting you, and, of course, everybody who's listening to this call.
You're invited as well.
And I'm accepting. I will be there.
Excellent. We look forward to having you join us.
Thank you.
Excellent. Well, we're getting toward the end of the day here. And
we're just about...
out of time.
Well, thank you all for joining us today.
It's been lovely. We'll be back next week for another exciting episode of Being Here. Come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.